Well, I get to fish every once in a while with a few guys, and I get to talk to a lot of guys out about bass fishing, but I get to talk to Dave Wolak today. And, David, you know, Rookie of the Year for Bass Fan last year, you have to be thrilled to death about being a cross-trail Rookie of the Year.
Oh, sure. I mean, when you have very diverse anglers coming from all across the country and fishing two different trails with two different schedules, and the fact that I was able to be fortunate enough to win that, that was something special, definitely.
Well, on top of that, you were also the Bassmaster Rookie of the Year, which is a neat deal as well, and that means you had a good year and have to be excited about upcoming months.
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of good tournaments this year, a lot of good lakes to go to, and I got some serious busyness in the next couple of months, so I'm going to get my schedule all straightened out and go out and practice here in the coming months before the tournament season starts and just do my best.
Well, let's talk about numbers of events. You know, you start thinking about you could have 11 potentially with the FLW Series, FLW Tour, then a big bunch of tournaments also with Bassmaster, some of those kind of things. Full slate plus promotions and all that kind of stuff. You know, how are you going to manage that?
You get a nice calendar, and you mark everything down and see what you could do and put some dates in between and talk to all your sponsors and make sure they're all on the same page with what you're doing on what dates and fit in those in-between days so that you can promote your sponsors as best you can, too.
Well, fishing this many events, a lot of people may think maybe you can't fish as well. You know, you're going to be going from one body of water to the next. Is that something that bothers you, or are you up to the challenge?
Well, there's definitely some short practice periods when you do that, and one thing I try to do is go ahead of the season. Like right now, I'm at the Ranger plant, but I'm also going to a couple of lakes, not only around here, but I'm going to head down to Texas and do some practice before the season so that I have an idea of at least navigation-wise where I'm going when I get there and what type of structure to look for that particular time of the year that I know the tournament is slated for.
Well, living in Texas or living in Florida, that some things, you know, hey, I get a fish every day, I can do those kind of things. But you live in the northeastern part of the country a little bit, and, hey, it's going to be hard water up there pretty quick.
Yeah, it's a place that you don't want to be if you're a professional fisherman this time of the year. And hard water, not yet, but 39, 38-degree water, it's pretty close. And I can't perch fish too much up there now even. It's that cold. So, yeah, I'm going to head down south here for these coming months and get some practice in.
Well, Dave, you know, you kind of came out of the woodwork. You know, all of a sudden, Dave Wolak's out beating people and doing real well, finishing top tens and doing those kind of things. I mean, has this been a lifelong dream to be a professional fisherman? Where did you come from? And tell me a little bit about that.
It definitely has been a lifelong dream. But, you know, just like anything else in life, you have to set yourself up so that you're ready to do it. And part of setting myself up was finishing college and financially setting myself up and getting married and also working my way up through the ranks. And I fished the Bass Opens, I fished the Everstar Division, I fished BFLs. And I felt really the first year that I felt I was ready to do it was last year, getting into the tournaments that I know there was big money involved, and I felt ready to do it in all aspects.
You know, you kind of come in under the radar. You know, people aren't looking for Dave Wolak. You know, they're not looking for that. No longer is that going to happen, buddy. You're going to have people kind of going, hey, we better watch over our shoulder. Dave Wolak's out there.
Yeah, I had a good friend last year. His name is Chuck, and he told me that I was in a good position last year because it's the kind of position that nobody knows who you are, but you're kind of just coming in on the back end there, that coming from behind. And, yeah, it's not going to be the same this year, but that's all right. I got a little bit used to that towards the end of last year and with the class coming up and all. And I'm used to the press, and that's fine with me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about style. You know, everybody has a style. Power fisherman, maybe a flipper, you know, like to finesse. What are some of the things we can look out for you from Dave?
Well, I try to be as versatile as possible. I mean, I've had, you know, co-anglers are a good assessment of a style of fishing. I have people tell me that are co-anglers, like, man, you're drop-shotting 30 feet of water 1 minute, and the next 2 minutes you're out, you know, flipping trees or bushes. And that's just the way I fish. Some people might think it's haphazard, but what I do is what I feel is best at any moment. I mean, if I get an urge, I go out and I do it. And I think that that's helped me in a lot of cases. If you have that that free spirit about you and you go out and you fish with a free spirit, you're never set in your ways. And if you try to be as versatile as possible and you have a lot of tricks in your back pocket, then it definitely works out for you.
You know, Dave, as you look at this thing, and pro fishing, just like anything else, more pressure on our water, but guys are better. They just continually get better. And we see these young guys like you that are coming out and really getting after it. And it's amazing how quickly you can now learn the bass fishing business. Fish are getting a little bit tougher to catch, so you got to be able to be versatile, don't you?
Yeah, you definitely have to be versatile. I mean, I've looked back at the seasons that I've had, and I've looked at individual fish I've caught, and that's what usually tells you something. And it's those moves that you make in versatility that really define you know, having a good season or having a bad season. And if many times I was stuck in my ways and I was, you know, cranking points and I stuck with that, then I wouldn't have caught that extra fish at the end of the day that I pulled up to a dock and picked up a little finesse worm or something and caught an extra fish. And a pound in a tournament goes a long way with a lot of really good anglers, and you always need that extra fish and that extra little bit of weight.
Well, I guess I got to ask you, too, now you're known, now you're going to be out there, you're going to have to do a lot more promotional work and stuff, but sponsors are so critical. You know, when you look at what you've got now and what you're going to have, you got to continue to work with those sponsors and continue to gain those as well, I would think.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm here at Ranger. I mean, I want to learn as much as I can about the tool that I'm using, and one of my most important tools is my boat, and I want to learn every in and out of my boat. But I also want to learn that for questions I may potentially get from co-anglers and people potentially looking at getting a boat. I want to know how to answer the question right so that I'm doing good for my sponsors. And the same goes with Yamaha, my motor sponsor, and any other sponsor that I may potentially get.
Well, as we move into 2006, you know, of course, you guys start right off the bat. You know, January, February, you're already out there doing your thing, and you got to think about, you know, now the Classic in particular is changing a little bit, going to a February timing. Those things are all kind of part of the equation now, and maybe in years past, you kind of had a spring season for bass, and then it maybe went over a little bit longer for FLW. Does your psyche change as far as the way you prepare for a tournament now that you go into the fall and some of those kind of things, or are you just taking them one at a time?
You just have to take them one at a time, and one of the things I do is try to line things up in my head, really, of when a tournament's going to be, and think about what I'm going to be doing, and try to gauge every aspect of my preparation towards that time of the year and what I think I may be doing. But at the same time, you know, try to be versatile. So it's a tough thing. But the spring, I like the spring classic, and I like the schedule spread out throughout the whole course of the year. I think that's going to really show a true in-depth look at every fisherman.
All right, I got to ask you, how many miles are you going to travel this year? Have you predicted that or looked at it at all?
You know, I had a job in the past where I traveled all around the whole country, and I think that year we did about 25,000 miles. So I'm going to say between 30 and 40, somewhere in there. But it's hard to predict because with bass fishing, every morning you're going up and going to the lake, and it's usually not that far, and then you just take one long trip back home. So, and it depends. This year, you know, some of the events run into each other, so you're not traveling that far. You're going from one event to the next. So I'm going to say still at least 30,000 miles, though.
I got to also ask you, are you a hotel guy or are you a camping guy?
Well, I'm a hotel guy presently, and that's what it's going to look like I'm going to be this year. But I'm definitely a hotel with a roommate guy because that makes it a lot cheaper.
So you're going to go out. I mean, a lot of guys now are starting with these campers, a lot of big vehicles now, and, of course, the wrap boats, things with BASS, you got to have those things. And you got to be looking for those kind of things down the road to be able to cut expenses, don't you?
Oh, in every aspect. You want to cut your expenses in food to hotels to everything that you do. You have to be somewhat economical. And definitely you have to look at the hotel fees, and we all do our own thing. I mean, we get, you know, the points accumulated through credit cards and for hotel nights free and all that type of thing. Every time you have an outlet to get a free room, you want to jump on that.
Cell phone coverage too, you know, you think about that. Everything's done with a cell phone now.
Oh yeah, my wife does not like the cell phone topic. I get the I'm a Verizon customer, so I get the free Verizon to Verizon. So part of my sponsoring is I have to convince my friends to get Verizon phones so that they get so they're able to call me and I could shoot the bull with them on the road.
Well, Dave, we had an opportunity to meet your family and your parents and all that kind of stuff. It's been really neat to be able to follow you along. We wish you the best of luck in 2006.
Well, I really appreciate you having me, and thank you very much.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.